From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Your budget may be tight these days, but a lobbying spendathon is picking up speed here in Washington. It's over the Employee Free Choice Act, which Democrats introduced in Congress this week. The bill would make it easier for unions to organize workers, and it's opposed by most business groups. Both sides say they will go all out in dozens of states to influence a Senate showdown later this year. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Strictly speaking, the Employee Free Choice Act would loosen the rules under which a union can come into a workplace. But give the bill a political read, and you'll see that it's setting up Congress to decide if unions do more good or harm in a sinking economy. Evan Tracy says that neither side will lack for lobbying funds. He's with the Campaign Media Analysis Group, which tracks political ads on TV.
You know, it's very easy, even in a bad economy, to go out to your members or your corporations or whatever and make this pitch as to why you need these dollars.
And TV won't even be the biggest part of the lobby campaigns. Anna Berger is Secretary Treasurer of the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, a powerhouse in the labor movement.
We have about 1,000 members who have committed to work part-time or full-time across the union to be organizing town hall meetings, phone banking, and other events like that. We have full-time state coordinators in 35 states. We have a war room in our headquarters.
And the AFL-CIO is also pulling out all the stops, as are civil rights organizations and liberal faith-based groups. But business is ringing its own alarm bells. Stephen Law is general counsel at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He says he talks to lots of business groups around the country, and an old complacency about unions has suddenly changed into this.
Really something almost like a grassroots prairie fire burning out there about this.
The usual kinds of call your senator ads are already running on TV, and labor and business are both making ads featuring their members. Here's one from the pro-union group American Rights at Work.
We are America's workforce.
The men and women who keep our economy going.
All we ask for
is a level playing field.
Stephen Law says the chamber is producing ads with business people who fly in to lobby Capitol Hill.
We're taping testimonials from people from states like Nebraska and Virginia and Pennsylvania, ask them to express their views on the legislation, and this will be turned into advertising that will then run in those particular states in a few weeks.
The battle will mostly be in states that had hot Senate races last year. At the Campaign Media Analysis Group, Evan Tracy says the two sides then spent some $15 million on ads. Now, with Democrats controlling Congress and President Obama endorsing the bill, Tracy predicts lobbying efforts that build on that foundation, plus grassroots operations mimicking an approach favored by the president.
Obama is clearly looking to go outside of Washington to bring influence back in from the states. And I think this is kind of the way that this fight is liable to go, where it's going to be very important to make the phones ring coming from about a half a dozen key Senate states as opposed to just trying to influence legislators and their staff.
The total cost of all this is anyone's guess. Stephen Law says the chamber spent $10 million last year.
And our goal is to really double down on that.
On the other side, Anna Berger has this estimate just for the SEIU.
About $50 million from phones to members off the job to being on the air.
But they're just individual players. On both sides, umbrella groups are coordinating dozens of organizations. And as far as the lobby disclosure laws go, most of what they do is off the books. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.